in the limelight. Since at least the mid-19th century, especially throughout the post-Second World War period, the US repeatedly interfered and continues interfering in the internal affairs of other nations unlawfully. All nations unwilling to subordinate their sovereign rights to its interests are targeted. US anti-China shoes continue to drop. Retaliation by Beijing virtually certain in its own way at a time of its choosing. On Wednesday, 1st of July, House members unanimously passed its version of the Senate bill adopted days earlier, the so-called Hong Kong Autonomy Act, both bills breaching international and US constitutional laws. Both measures will be reconciled and signed by Donald Trump to become US law in the coming days. Among 535 congressional members, not a single profile in courage oppose what breaches the United Nations Charter, the Montevideo Convention, the US Constitution, rendering the measure invalid under international as well as the supreme US law of the land. Ahead of Thursday, 2nd of July, House vote, China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said unacceptable pressure by external forces will not shake China's determination and will to safeguard national sovereignty and Hong Kong's prosperity and stability. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson added, if new US anti-China legislation is signed into law by Donald Trump, Beijing will definitely take strong countermeasures and all consequences will be borne by the US side. We now present you an interesting article written by Stephen Lenman. Stephen Lenman is a Chicago-based author, a research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and a host of the Progressive Radio News Hour. The piece is titled, U.S. Sanctions War on Humanity Rages On. Please stay with us for more of Stephen Lenman's article. Core international law prohibits intervention by nations in the internal affairs of others, by force or any other means. United Nations Charter, Article 2, prohibits it, mandating all member states to settle disputes according to the rule of the law. It bans the threat or use of force by one nation against another. Under Article 41 of the United Nations Charter, unilaterally imposed sanctions by one nation against others have no legal validity. No nation or combination thereof may intervene against another nation without Security Council authorization, permitted only to enforce the rule of law when breached by a nation state. UN Security Council members alone may legally impose sanctions on nations, entities, or individuals. America's sanctions on targeted nations constitute war by other means. They're weaponized to pressure, bully, and terrorize targeted nations to bend to its will. Nations observing them are complicit in lawbreaking. Years before creation of the United Nations Charter, the 1933 Montevideo Convention of Rights and Duties prohibited nations from intervening in the internal affairs of others, calling their sovereign territory inviolable. The core principle of non-intervention was also affirmed by the Organization of American States, OAS, the Organization of African Unity, the Arab League, and the First Conference of Heads of State of Government of Non-Aligned Countries and other international agreements. Since at least the mid-19th century, especially throughout the post-Second World War period, the United States repeatedly interfered and continues to interfere today in the internal affairs of other nations. And this is unlawful. All nations unwilling to subordinate their sovereign rights to America's interests are being targeted. U.S. anti-China shoe continues to drop, retaliation by Beijing virtually certain in its own way at a time of its choosing. On Wednesday, 1st of July, House of Representatives members unanimously passed a version of the Senate bill adopted days earlier, the so-called Hong Kong Autonomy Act. Both bills breaching international as well as U.S. constitutional laws. Both measures will be reconciled and signed by Donald Trump to become U.S. law in the coming days. Among 535 congressional members, not a single profile in Courage opposed what breaches the United Nations Charter, as well as the Montevideo Convention and the U.S. Constitution, rendering the measure invalid under international law and the supreme U.S. law of the land. Ahead of Thursday, 2nd of July House vote, China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said unacceptable pressure by external forces will not shake China's determination and will to safeguard national sovereignty and Hong Kong's prosperity and stability. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson added, if new U.S. anti-China legislation is signed into law by Donald Trump, Beijing will definitely take strong countermeasures and all consequences will be borne by the U.S. side. On the same day, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said, President Trump made it clear that we're going to modify our trading relationship and the trading status with regards to Hong Kong. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed strong support for the unacceptable measure. The state of governance in the U.S. continues to probe new depths of contempt for what just societies hold dear. Not even the pretense of respect for the rule of law any longer exists. U.S. war on humanity at home and abroad rages by hot and by other means. It's almost irrelevant who serves as President of the United States and in key congressional positions. Dirty business as usual continues without missing a beat, including domestically by unleashing coronavirus war on ordinary Americans. It's all about engineering the greatest ever wealth transfer from most Americans to privileged ones, letting corporate giants consolidate to greater size and market dominance by eliminating competition, and one more thing. During the 2016 presidential campaign and throughout his time in office, establishment media denigrated Donald Trump for the wrong reasons, ignoring his worst offenses, notably endless wars by hot and other means against invented enemies. With few exceptions, the U.S. fourth state wants revenge for his triumph over media darling Hillary Clinton. Americans most often vote with their pocketbooks. Incumbent presidents are hard to defeat in more normal times. Engineered economic collapse by U.S. dark forces created the greatest depression in the country's history, affecting most ordinary Americans. One of its goals appears to be a plan to defeat Donald Trump in November. Opinion polls show his weakness. According to an average of one conducted from mid to late June, reported by Real Clear Politics, Joe Biden is favored over Donald Trump by 9.3 percentage points. The wide margin, what landslide elections are made of, if things hold at or near this level until November. Longtime establishment figure and cooperative favorite Joe Biden is considered a safe bet. much like Hillary Clinton, with a gender difference. He's no populist champion, far from it. Throughout nearly half a century as US Senator and as US Vice President, Joe Biden supported endless wars, corporate favoritism, police state toughness on non-believers, and other policies hostile to the American public's welfare. He'll likely match or exceed Donald Trump's toughness on China, bilateral relations steadily worsening, now perilously close to rupturing over irreconcilable differences. The latest anti-China House and Senate legislation followed adoption of its new national security law. It aims to counter months of violence, vandalism, and chaos that has rocked Hong Kong. Led by the Fifth Column elements, what's going on was orchestrated by US dark forces, aiming to destabilize and weaken China. All nations are obligated to protect their national security, especially against foreign threats, what China's national security law is all about. On Tuesday, 30th of June, during the 44th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, 53 nations expressed support for China's new law. 27 nations opposed it, largely Western nations pressured by the United States to back its anti-China agenda. Citing the United Nations Charter, a Cuba-led joint majority statement stressed the illegality of nations interfering in the internal affairs of others. All countries are obliged to protect their national security by legislation and by other means. The Cuba-led joint statement stressed no nation may legally interfere in this right. Hong Kong is an inseparable part of China. In June 2018, the Trump regime withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council, falsely claiming anti-Israel bias at the time. Representing US interests in Geneva, Switzerland on Tuesday, 30th of June, Britain expressed opposition to China's legitimate national security law. Calling on Beijing to reconsider this legislation, ignored its legal right to enact and to enforce the legislation, even though it's no longer a United Nations Human Rights Council member. The United States uses proxies to represent its imperial interests. In response to unacceptable remarks on 30th of June by Donald Trump, regime's envoy to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, criticizing what she called China's human rights abuses, ignoring the world's leading abuser of the rights of ordinary people everywhere, the United States of America, Beijing's United Nations mission responded by saying, "The U.S. envoy to the United Nations issued a seriously biased statement, making baseless comments on China's human rights situation and interfering in China's internal affairs. China expresses strong dissatisfaction and its firm opposition. Unacceptable U.S. anti-China policies are perilously close to rupturing bilateral relations. U.S. rage to dominate other nations by whatever it takes to achieve its aims is the greatest threat to world peace, to world stability and security."